Time for more positive living with Patricia Raskin on TalkZone.com.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to Positive Living right here on TalkZone.com, and I'm Patricia Raskin. Today we're talking about more about positive living and putting forth a positive vision. I do this through my radio show, Positive Living. I've been doing it 25 years. Now we have someone who's created a new speakers bureau just around this. My guest is Martha Randolph Carr, who is the founder of the New Voice Movement Speakers Bureau. You can log on to newvoicespeakers.com. And really, she created this bureau, which is dedicated to the new and growing spiritual consciousness. And it's about helping people to build authentic lives through the sharing of a vision. And so that we can talk about not having it all, but instead having what person defines as what's good for themselves, and talking about collaboration versus competition. And Martha Carr has formed a place for other speakers and larger audiences who are looking to share the new messages of empowerment so that we can all come together. And she is a direct descendant of Thomas Jefferson, as is the person on the phone with her today, one of her speakers, Shannon Antonio Lanier, who is co-author of Jefferson's Children, The Story of One American Family. He is a ninth-generation descendant of President Thomas Jefferson and his slave, Sally Hemings. So they are cousins, which is fascinating. Welcome back, Martha and Shannon.
Thank you.
Hey, Martha, let's talk about some of the speakers individually.
First of all, let's mention that you are one of our great speakers and that you have great presentations such as the Positive Living Principles based on your book, Pathfinding, Seven Principles for Positive Living, and also creating powerful media messages for positive change. And I would love to let make sure your listeners know that you are available to give these great presentations and that you have been for a while.
I appreciate that. It's interesting because for me, when you talk about vision, which you are, for me this is a vision and a passion that I've had. And in some way, I'm so compelled to do this work. And I've stayed with it through times, Martha and Shannon, when people really said it's not going to happen. And for years it didn't. I was really out there as a Lone Ranger. And now it's really coming together. You know, if you remember when we talked about health food in the early 80s, if you drank water and you were eating grains, you were looked at as, somebody who sat on a mountaintop.
Right.
And you were looked at as radical. Now you're admired because you're staying healthy. Well, that's what's happening also with this new thought, is that people are saying, we're tired of fighting. We're tired of not liking our neighbors. We're tired of complaining. And, and we're tired of this negativity. And we're tired of feeling tired.
And
so people want to be inspired. And that's really what my work is. My symbol is the bumblebee, and I pollinate through the airwaves because I get in there, I hone in on that flower, I pull out that honey, and I say, okay, here it is, everybody, and we spread it. And that's what we have to do. And so I'm thrilled that you have created this bureau because I think that myself, but so many other people have messages in different categories that really will help people live the kind of lives they want. So I appreciate that opportunity.
Absolutely.
So, wow.
I think people are also tired of feeling like they're alone. And Alan Thiel, another great speaker who's been speaking for a while, he has topics on the journey of the spiritual warrior, pathway to life master, or the soul factor, realizing your greatest potential and making your mark in the world. Also, we have great speakers coming up. We have Jesse Garza, who is on Oprah's website as her official fashion consultant. He has a very unique presentation. He talks about instead of following the trends of fashion, you first figure out from the inside out how you want to present yourself, how you see yourself, and let the image you give off reflect that. It's such a different concept. And he also talks a lot about starting from where you are instead of saying, I'll present a better image when I've lost those 10 pounds, that you really need to start with the day that you're in and celebrate who you are and stop hiding because you don't think you're perfect yet. And we also have coming up Daryl Cagle. He is the CEO and founder of the Cagle Syndicate. It's the fastest growing newspaper and cartoon and column syndicate on the web as well. And I'm very grateful to be a nationally syndicated columnist through the Cagle Syndicate. And Daryl, he is presently in China talking about freedom of speech, which is enormously brave of him, and he does a great presentation on keeping freedom of speech in politics, which is also very topical for today.
Yeah, very much so. Shannon, talk about your talks, and you're one of the major speakers.
Excuse me. A lot of the topics that I talk about come from just my experiences through life and what I've gone through. Some of them range from young, black, and Christian to stepping out on faith, holistic development encouragement, which is one that I really like. I actually taught a class on that at Kent State University one or two summers in a row on holistic development, mind, body, and soul, and working through those issues. One of the ones that's very personal to me is finding my family. You know, it's basically about the spiritual journey of reconnecting with not only the descendants of Thomas Jefferson and that whole family and the book I co-authored, but also on the other side of my family. You know, I got to the point where I was excited, interested in Thomas Jefferson and finding out all I could about that. But then I said, well, let me explore my father's side of the family and what I can find there, because I really didn't know anything about that. But sometimes you got to be careful what you ask for, because I dug up my grandfather, who I never known. I dug up his family and his other family that we had no idea existed, which now I now have five new aunts and uncles that are great. But, you know, it was kind of ripped in the family to go through that process and try to introduce others in the family to say, oh, by the way, your father or your uncle or whoever, you know, my grandfather was to them, had this whole other family that I now want you guys to take in as family as well. So, you know, it's a lot about that, and that is not uncommon to various families to hear about these things. And instead of using those things to tear families apart, you know, it's an opportunity to come together and to love more people and to get to know more people. Even with the Jefferson scenario, you know, I think a lot of people that don't accept the story or are not coming to grips with it are really missing out on a great opportunity to have more family, to love more family, and to get to know these great individuals that we have in our family. And that is a lot of process for a lot of people to working through that. And it really is a spiritual journey for myself and for people that may be going through the same thing. Even one of the topics I like talking about, too, is working in faith. You know, a lot of people say in this society where it's, you know, your state versus, you know, you're keeping, you know, church and state separate. You know, you don't have to necessarily. I always like to put on my emails at the end of my signature, my email, God bless, you know.
All right.
Simple thing.
We're
going
to have to. All right. And we're going to have to come to a close on this. And what you're saying is very interesting and important for us to hear. Martha, closing thoughts. If people get one thing out of this program on the New Voice Speakers Movement Bureau, talk about it.
I hope people come away with the idea of the next time they're listening to their neighbor talking, that they can take a breath and let go of any internal thoughts and listen, and really give the person their time and attention without the idea that they need to respond. And if they hear a good idea, instead of their next response being the problem with that is, ask how they can be of service. And watch what happens when we decide that service is not only possible, it brings great things into our life. And watch the creation that begins.
Thank you so much for coming on the program, Martha and Shannon.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. My guests today have been Martha Randolph Carr, who is the founder of the New Voice Speakers Bureau. You can log on to newvoicespeakers.com, and also with her, one of her speakers, Shannon Antonio Lanier. Folks, and he is at blackenterprise.com. Remember, folks, each week, as I always say when I close the show, stay healthy, stay happy, get the support you need, and know that you can make your dreams come true. Until next time, I'm Patricia Raskin for Positive Living. Have a great Monday and a great week.